So I will call to order the Joint Review Board special meeting for the River Forest Madison Street Tax Increment Financing District for Wednesday, October 7th. It is 5:04 p.m. And on the roll call, Village River Forest here, Cook County, River Forest Township.
Here.
Triton Community College, 504.
Here. Here.
District 90.
Here.
District 200. River Forest Park District.
Here.
And public member.
Here.
Okay. All right, next item is the meeting minutes of June 21st, 2018. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Feeling in the mood to second. Thank you.
I'll
appreciate
second
that.
And I was right. Trying to think, was I even at the meeting so I can second it?
let's see here.
Unless we don't really care about that.
Nah, it doesn't. Holly was here on your behalf, but that's fine. I mean, we're just making a motion to accept them. So
okay, I second it.
That's fine. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't there and I work for a bunch of lawyers.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
But I agree that you don't necessarily have to be there to approve the minutes.
That's fine. All right, so Jim's going to abstain.
And Eric, I don't know, because I guess I don't think I've actually been approved as the public member, so I don't know if I'm supposed to vote or not.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Well, you can abstain too, Susan. We'll just, it's okay.
Okay. I did notice one typo on it.
Sure.
Item number 3, it's approval of the minutes of the, it says September 12th, and I think it's supposed to be September 13th.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
All right.
Good catch.
This is why we need you.
There you go. We've got a, already proving her worth. We've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Next item is approving Susan Altier as the public member. At last meeting, Susan had graciously agreed to serve as the public member. The original public member had resigned because she had moved out of town, so we need a motion and a second to approve Susan as the public. I'll make the motion to approve Susan as the public member if I can get a second.
I'll second it.
All right, EP, Carla Sloan, any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carries. All right, Susan, you're our official. Congratulations, and thanks for serving as the public member.
Thank you.
All right, as you know, we have the GRB meetings periodically here to review just the action of the TIF district. So I have sent out to you, so we'll have one here at 5 o'clock and then another one around 5:15 for the North Avenue TIF District. So in what I have sent out in addition to the minutes includes the annual TIF report. This would have been for the year ending, fiscal year ending 2019. Our fiscal year ends on April 30th. We're not a calendar year, we're a municipal fiscal year. And so for Madison Street, the two items that were had been approved just for your review, were the two there were two incentive agreements approved for skincare company and In-N-Out Fitness. They took in space at 7756 Madison Street. So that was the two major items to note in that reporting period. Now, when we meet again in January, so that we get on a more normal schedule here, there has been property acquisition in the Madison Street TIF District since that time, but that will be reflected in the following year's annual TIF report. So just to, if you're wondering why that's not in here, it's more of a function of the reporting period. So those were the two significant items of note in there. So that is then being reported back to you. And then I'm certainly happy to answer any questions on that that you might have. And I have Rosie McAdams, our finance director. She's also on the call. If there's something technical in nature, she can answer that too.
One question that I had, Eric, is since there wasn't a joint review board last year, the meeting last year, should we be reviewing the fiscal year 2018 report as well? Like, I don't know if there's any legality around having to have a joint review board meeting each year.
There is, yeah. So the last report that, and I'll double check here, that was reviewed was the 2018 report.
I thought it was the 2017 report. Because the 2018 report wasn't even finished until October.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, we can do that too. We can go over the, just for the record, we can review the 2018 report. That's not a problem. I thought we took care of that. We might not have. I'll double check. Give me one. I'll bring it up.
All right. Sorry, I'm like question girl here today. One thing that I noticed in the fiscal year 2019 annual report was on the third page of it in section 3.1. I don't think this is a big deal, but in the interest line item, there was the for the current reporting year, that number was in there of 1559, but then the cumulative totals for that interest line weren't in there, because I know in previous years there was a cumulative total. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I see where you're at. I would have to take a look at that. 1559. Yeah, I'm sorry, Susan. I'm still working on the first question, too, so give me one second. Yeah, we talked about at the last meeting the purchase of the I'm in the wrong one. Hang on one second. Here we go. Of the LCFS and the 10 Lathrop. So we did talk about those, which are reflected in the 2017 report or the 2018 report. Excuse me.
Okay.
And then your next question reflects just the interest on the 12.
Yeah, so it just looked like the...
I see what you're saying. So you're saying the 1559, there should be a number to the right of that that would have the cumulative total with...
Eric, it should be, there should be a total of 2014 dollars cumulative interest. I'll make sure that this year's report, they reflect the correct cumulative interest going forward.
Okay.
And then the, as far as the expenditures, the property improvements, so is that payments that were made to the two, the skincare and the In-N-Out Fitness? Is that what that is?
Correct.
The 36,551.
Yeah, let me double check that for one second. If those two were included, their first installments would have been included in that.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because their first installments were like 28,850 when you add the two of them up. So I was just curious what the difference was between the what was in their agreements and then the 36,551 and if there was something else in there too.
Yeah, there may have been. We can get you that information. But the main, to your point, the main two were the incentive agreements.
Yeah. Okay. And then... what's the private investment versus public investment? I don't understand what that is.
Can you get a page?
Sure. It's, I'm in section 5.
Page 1 of section 5?
Yeah.
Got it. Right. So in those instances, like with skincare and In-N-Out Fitness, they also, we only paid a portion of their build out costs as part of the incentive, right? So they still made their own in private with their own private dollars. And so that's reflected in that private investment portion.
Okay. Oh, okay. And I think So 18,125 and 12,551. So that's two parts of the public investment that add up to 36,76. Is that? Sorry, next time I'll have a lot less questions.
No, that's fine. Yeah, no, I could pull the, I think I had that, the backup on it, but if my memory serves me correctly, we were providing half of the incentive costs. So what you see there is of the 36, the total investment would have been, let's say for Madison Street Skincare, would have been 72,500. They put 36,250 up front, and then we're paying our amount back over 3 years. The first part being 50%, and then 25%, 25%.
Okay.
So in the next year's agreement, what you would see, and you see it a little bit there, is the next, it would be $9,000, $9,063.
Okay, so it looks like the Madison Street skincare was higher than what it had said in the agreement, but then that's just because it's based on percentages.
Well, the amount was $36,250.
Yeah, I meant for the public investment. Because I think what I had read is it looked like it was going to be $16,250 was the first payment. But on here, it's $18,125.
Yeah, if you look, I think I see what you're saying. The incentive amount in item two above that is $36,250.
So the payments and those agreements are not based on the dollar amount listed in the agreement. It's based on a percentage.
Right. It's based on a percentage, but that amount is in the agreement. It says it in item J2, $36,250.
Okay. Yeah, so I think my only remaining question then is what's the difference between the $30,676 and the $36,551 that's listed in the property improvements on section 3.2A, page one.
Could you say those numbers one more time, Susan?
Which, the section number or the amounts?
The numbers, yeah, the numbers you just referred to.
Yeah, so on that section 5, page 1, it looked like the total public investment was $30,676, but then in section 3.2A, that's the itemized list of expenditures, down next to property improvements, it says $36,551.
Yeah, I see the $30,676. And tell me, and I'm sorry, I apologize. I see the $30,676, and where's the next number?
So it's earlier. I'm looking at some printed pages, so I don't know the page numbers, but it's in section 3.2A, the itemized list.
The 36,551?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. What the offset difference is, what rolls into that for the difference?
Right, yeah, it's like $5,875.
Okay, well, yeah, I can find out for you.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions at all that if I can't answer, I can get your answers on? All right. If not, there's no one. Let me just make sure there's no one else that want to get in here in the room. Nope.
Sorry, I do have one more quick question.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
It's on the 2018, fiscal 2018. There was some private sources of revenue of $99,375.
Do you have a page number you could cite on that, Susan?
It is section 3.1. So I think it's page 3.
Okay. And you're in the fiscal year 18 report?
Yeah.
And you said the amount was 90 what?
9,375.
Oh, 9,000. Okay, sorry. 9,375 private sources. Okay, I see. All right, now I see where you're at. All right. Yeah, I think I'll page number these reports in the future, make it a little bit easier for everybody. I don't have that off the top of my head, but I can find out for you.
Okay. All right, I think I'm done.
No, that's fair. No, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. Are there any other questions at all? All right. Hearing none, the next meeting will be January 13th, 2021. That will be at 5 o'clock p.m. That's also a Wednesday. And then by that time, we will have the fiscal year 20 annual TIF reports done at that time. So certainly, you know, we can talk about those and review those on that meeting. And then my goal is to make that January date kind of the standing date for the JRB meetings. So we just book it, you know, we get into a consistent pattern every year. So if you schedule things multiple years out, feel free to do so. With that being said, then I'll need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
I'll second it.
You're the second person.
All right, we have a motion and a second. We'll do a roll call here. Village of River Forest, yes. River Forest Township?
Yes.
Triton College?
Yes.
District 90?
Yes.
River Forest Park District?
Yes.
Public member?
Yes.
All right.